A new flurry of high-level announcements today from the Trump transition. They include a new ambassador and a new leader for small business interests. And the incoming president himself has picked up another honor. Lisa Desjardins has our report.
He didn't appear in New York's Trump Tower lobby today, but President-elect Donald Trump still made headlines as Time magazine named him its 2016 Person of the Year, billing him President of the Divided States of America. Meanwhile, the president-elect made more picks of his own, announcing he'll nominate Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as his ambassador to China. Branstad is a Republican and the longest-serving governor of Iowa ever. He was one of the most prominent establishment Republicans to support Mr. Trump in the election, and he has a long-standing friendship with the Chinese president, Xi Jinping. Another official announcement, former wrestling executive Linda McMahon is Mr. Trump's nominee to head the Small Business Administration. Also today, the Associated Press and other outlets reported retired Marine General John Kelly is the choice for Secretary of Homeland Security.
Great, great general.
And multiple outlets also reported Oklahoma Attorney General Scott Pruitt as Mr. Trump's pick to lead the Environmental Protection Agency. Pruitt is known for opposing EPA climate change regulations.
Mad Dog Mattis.
All this after the incoming commander-in-chief officially introduced retired Marine General James Mattis as his selection for Secretary of Defense at a rally last night in Fayetteville, North Carolina. Mattis would need a waiver from Congress to accept the position because he's been out of the service less than 7 years.
What a great guy. He's going to be incredible. He'll get that waiver, right? He's going to get that. Oh, if he didn't get that waiver, there'd be a lot of angry people.
The stop in North Carolina is part of a clear ramp-up of travel for Mr. Trump. Tomorrow, he'll be in Columbus, Ohio, to meet with responders to the Ohio State campus attack last week. Then a thank-you rally in Des Moines, Iowa. Friday, the stops are Baton Rouge, Louisiana, to support the Republican Senate candidate in a runoff, and another thank-you rally in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
President-elect Trump said today he thinks his biggest remaining pick, Secretary of State, will come next week. This morning, he also told the Today Show he's getting advice from his predecessor.
I will say this. I've now gotten to know President Obama. I really like him. We obviously very much disagree on certain policies and certain things, but, I really like him as a person.
And today, Mr. Trump met with the president's first chief of staff, Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel, who said he argued for so-called dreamers, undocumented Americans brought here as children. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Lisa Desjardins.